It's Tuesday, the 4th of March, and it's bright and not bright. Some blue skies, the sun shining, but heavy, heavy clouds and a strong wind again, and more rain during the night, I guess. That creaking sound, I can still hear it now off to the right, but it was up in the apple tree to the left. It was the first time I've heard a redpoll. I can still hear it. I've never heard the redpolls make sound before, so I don't know what that call means. There's another wee redpoll just on my Acer tree. But that one's not making any sound. Unless it wasn't a redpoll and it was my eyes. But I think it was. Oh, not feeling so hot this morning. Pains in the gut, terrible pains. Easing off now. Apart from that, the cold seems to be lifting bit by bit by bit. And my wife's cold is getting heavier and heavier. What a shame. I smit her with that. Ach well. It's cold this morning. Cold and windy. Oh, well, we got a beautiful day yesterday, but that's the point. That's the thing about here in this country, is consistency. And I mean consistency of good weather. It can be fairly consistent being rotten weather. Wind and rain, wind and rain, wind and rain. You get that for a week and you get one dry, calm day, and then it back to the wind and rain. Why can it not be the other way? For a wee bit, anyway. Just for a wee bit. Funny thing is, we both agree that last March was a good month, a really nice month. So, it's been not too bad, really. Pardon me. It's getting brighter and brighter in the morning now. I don't need to put the hall lights on or even any lights in my room on in the mornings. Just plenty of daylight coming in now. Save on the electricity bill. Definitely the days are stretching. It's after six now before it begins to get darkish. And today is, I believe, Shrove's Tuesday, or Pancake Tuesday. But tomorrow's Ash Wednesday, beginning of Lent. So that wee blue tip built it out. Or is it the great tip? No, I think it's blue tip. No, it was right the first day. It was a great tip. I'm terrible. used to know most of the calls blind. I didn't need to see the bird. But I guess just with age, my mind's not so accurate now. I'm going to step back a bit because the red poles are trying to get down to the Niger seed and they won't come down while I'm there. So I'll pop over into the shelter of the shed, and that takes me out of the wind, and that's nice because I didn't put the fleece on this morning. I thought it was nicer. At the end of the shed here, just a couple of feet from my head, I can see last year's, or one of the wren's nests from last year, tucked away in a tiny wee gap. Of course, the wren is a tiny wee bird. And it was well packed into a gap about an inch and a half wide. I do long for, was that a hawk? I think it was actually. No, it wasn't. I thought it was a hawk. I do long for some warmth. I mean, real warmth. And there, yesterday, when I was up at Andrew's farm, which was a really nice day, and the sun was lovely. If you're standing in the sun, you could feel the warmth. But as soon as it was clouded over, you went into the shade, oh, temperatures crashed. So it'd be great to just feel real warmth throughout the day. You know, not looking for a lot, you know. 16, 17 degrees would be really nice. That would be lovely. I see everything round about me. The birds springing up for spring, and the gardens springing up for spring, and the trees in bud. My first daffodil is out now, in a wee pot. It's just nature is, well, it just seems to be in full swing at the moment. And we're still in the doldrums. All you hear is people commenting, what a miserable day. Oh, it's dreich the day. Oh, it's a cold wind. Aye. So it is. We're all born to greet. Mm-hmm.